Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's time now for Ask an Expert every weekday at 9:20 a.m. on KCBS. We give you direct access to top experts in various fields. Today we are exploring the historic political legacy of Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, who announced today that she is retiring after this term. She will not seek re-election next year. Nancy Pelosi, the first and only female Speaker of the House, she became one of the Democratic Party's most influential figures. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Mark Sandalow, KCBS political analyst and author of Madam Speaker, Nancy Pelosi's Life, Times, and Rise to Power. Mark, good to talk with you today. You literally wrote the book about Nancy Pelosi. How would you describe her career in politics?
Everyone's going to talk about how, you know, historic it was, which it absolutely was. And what I keep coming back to is she was a different mold of female politician than Washington had ever seen before. There were women in office, some there on her own accord, and some there because they followed the coattails of their husbands who maybe died in office or something. Nancy Pelosi, you know, not only made it on her own. I mean, she, you know, remember, she's from Baltimore. Her dad was mayor and a member of Congress. The name D'Alessandro was a name that everybody knew in Baltimore. In fact, her brother wrote it to the mayorship himself. But Pelosi, when she was in school out here in Washington, met a guy at Georgetown by the name of Paul Pelosi, married him, and moved to San Francisco, which was not only new territory for her, but a place where people did not recognize her name. She was very much a self-made politician, and she was the kind of politician who had details in her head that, you know, even people like, you know, Willie Brown, who's a political animal himself, you know, says if they were to start a DNA, a repository for politics genes, they would start with Nancy Pelosi.
When we spoke earlier today, you talked about the fact that dozens of Democrats owe their political careers, their seats in Congress, to Nancy Pelosi. Not only the lone female Speaker of the House, but certainly arguably, or maybe inarguably, the most powerful woman ever in American politics.
And I think one of the lessons that Democrats can learn from her, and it's a real live issue for Democrats right now, is how you govern with a liberal heart, but you move forward with a pragmatic brain. And that, I mean, Pelosi was a liberal to the core. You know, Republicans vilified her for her liberal instincts, and nobody without a liberal background would ever get reelected, you know, 20 times in the city of San Francisco. Pelosi also understood that if you took San Francisco politics and put it on a national scene, it's not going to win. You need social conservatives from North Carolina. You need people like the Henry Cuellars from Texas who are currently there, or even people like Representative Costa from California's Central Valley, who would never get elected in San Francisco. But somehow you have to keep them on the same pages as Zohran Mamdani, who's now going to be the new mayor of New York, or AOC, who is been at times a thorn in Pelosi's side, from the left in the House of Representatives. She kept the Democratic tent, together. And, that's something which is absolutely critical. And she got beat up by both sides about it. People in San Francisco, she was too much of a mainstream sellout. People in Washington said she was a knee-jerk liberal. But somehow she sort of wove this legislative path that could push liberal ideals as far as they could go, so long as they won. And that meant making compromises along the way.
You mention AOC and you mention Mamdani, who's going to be the new mayor of New York. They are certainly farther to the left than Nancy Pelosi. Has her time come to step aside, pushing her age aside? Has her time come? Is it a new Democratic Party now leaning more left than perhaps Nancy Pelosi would be comfortable with?
So that's something which, I don't have the answer to that. It's an excellent question, and it's one the Democrats are going to struggle with. But the fact is, you can elect somebody like Mamdani in a place like New York City, but there isn't a coalition of – you can't get 218, which is a majority of the House. You can't get 218 representatives like AOC or with the politics of Mamdani to be elected – all across the country. California has probably the most liberal Democratic delegation of any. But that delegation, even within itself, is divided in many ways. You have to have a bigger tent. And we saw this time after time. Nancy Pelosi pushed key legislation for the LGBT plus priorities. And there was one famous moment where she pushed ENDA, it was called the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, and she had members come to her saying, I'm with you. I'm a conservative Democrat from North Carolina, but I will tell my constituents that lesbians, gays, and bisexuals need to have equal rights. But Nancy, I cannot vote for the T's. I can't do it. I will lose election. I won't be in office next year. You won't be speaker. Pelosi ended up pushing legislation for LGBs and pulled back on the T's, said, we'll do what we can now. We'll come back from the transgenders when we can. That was something that earned her enormous wrath from a lot of people on the left saying, how dare you abandon a group of, the transgender people who you support. And her response was, you get what you can while you can get it, and you come back for the rest later. That's the kind of pragmatism I'm talking about. And that's, to different degrees, that's what Democrats have to struggle with. How much can you compromise your own ideals in order to get done what's possible?
Mark, Nancy Pelosi has spent this final chapter in Congress fighting the Trump administration in both his first and second terms. The president today with some unkind words about Nancy Pelosi. Are Republicans glad to see her go?
Absolutely. She was a great foil for them. I think that they understand, at least in her prime. Remember, she's 3 years out from being the Democratic leader. So it's not that she's a shrinking violet at all, but I don't think she plays the role that she did just a few years ago. But I think Republicans, when she was first rising as Speaker and a Democratic leader, Republicans said this is the greatest thing that ever happened to them because it'll be easy now to convince their constituents to vote against a party that would name Nancy Pelosi as their leader. Well, she went on to capture the House of Representatives. They were simply wrong. They didn't understand her backroom skills. I think that at least in Washington, they understand it. It's there have been thousands of commercials, which is hard to comprehend, thousands of commercials running congressional districts by Republicans, which picture Nancy Pelosi sort of like, this is the evil woman who if you vote for the Democrat, he'll support this woman. But it never really worked. The fact is that Nancy Pelosi set a standard in the Congress. And as a result of it, you can see, the Affordable Care Act, the Presidios in National Park, all sorts of, legislation supporting people with HIV. There are many, many legislative accomplishments she can point to, which I'm sure she would say was a result of her liberal heart and her pragmatic head.
All right, Mark, thank you. KCBS political analyst Mark Sandalow, author of Madam Speaker, Nancy Pelosi's Life, Times, and Rise to Power.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You are listening to Ask an Expert. I'm Steve Scott. We are taking a deep dive on House Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi's announcement today that she will not seek re-election next year. She is retiring at the end of this term. Nancy Pelosi, perhaps inarguably the most powerful female politician in U.S. history, and also a door opener for many. Debbie Walsh is director of the Center for American Women and Politics, a unit of the Ingleton Institute of Politics at Rutgers University, and she joins us now on Ask an Expert. Debbie, let's focus in now on Nancy Pelosi's influence, not only as a politician, but a groundbreaking female politician. It's you can't understate or overstate, I should say, her importance in opening the doors for so many women politicians.
Absolutely. And I would just also chime in here that maybe one of the most powerful women in American history in politics, but also barring gender, she was probably one of the most successful and consequential speakers, men or woman, since there's only been one. So she really has been an incredible trailblazer and an incredibly astute politician. But she did and has prioritized throughout her career gender equity in politics and bringing more women in. When she first came into office, there were 25 women serving in Congress, and today there are 151. And an awful lot of those women are there because of the work she did to recruit and support women across the country who were interested in running for Congress. So she's really made a difference in those numbers, as well as, I think, inspiring women to run for other offices around the country and really making a difference in terms of women's representation.
You know, it's interesting. Nancy Pelosi didn't run for political office until she was 47 years old. How did she shape what political participation looks like for women in America?
You know, it's interesting that you started at that point because, you know, one of the things that we do know is that women usually do start later their careers when they're a little bit older. They often will wait until their children are grown to start their political career. And hers was clearly, she was a political person long before she got to Congress. And I think that's also important to remember. But as she was serving in Congress, she always prioritized women's leadership and bringing along more women, but also about diversifying the Democratic caucus. I know she came here to Rutgers, and I had the unique and wonderful opportunity to interview her on a big stage. And she really, it was very clear how proud she was of the diversity within the Democratic caucus. And she told us that, you know, she was extremely proud of the fact that within the Democratic caucus, women, people of color, and LGBTQ members made up almost half of the Democratic caucus. And I think this was just always something that mattered to her because she understood not just the symbolic importance of diversity, but the substantive importance of diversity, that women, people of color, LGBTQ folks all bring different life experiences to the table, and that helps policy be better, and that helps government work better.
We talk about what Nancy Pelosi leaving Congress will leave as far as a void in leadership. Certainly fundraising, there is no better rainmaker in Democratic politics than Nancy Pelosi. But what about inspiring women to join politics? Is there someone else who could step up now and be the standard bearer there?
Well, I think the wonderful news is that there are now 151 women in Congress, 151 women who are out in their states and in their districts, showing women as public leaders. And they many of them are doing this kind of work, but on a smaller scale. But I would imagine that Nancy Pelosi is not going to stop raising money for Democrats, and she's not going to stop doing work to inspire more women to run for office. I am imagining that she still stays engaged. I just can't imagine her walking away completely from this work and the party that she is so committed to, and frankly, our democracy. I mean, this is somebody who cares deeply. I mean, I think one of the things that I would always use to describe her is she is a true patriot, and she loves this country, she loves these institutions, and she wants to fight to make sure that they are intact. And I just can't imagine her completely walking away from that.
So I wonder, what will girls and young women in school today learn about Nancy Pelosi, and what will be Pelosi's lesson to people to understand her place in the broader history of, as we talked about, not just American politics, but really American history? What is the lesson that she leaves for the next generations?
Well, I hope that in classrooms across this country, people do talk about Nancy Pelosi. We know that women's history is not always captured in classrooms in the way that it should be. But I would hope that what they would take away is the possibilities that you can aspire and you can dream and you can become things. Marion Wright Edelman, the founder of the Children's Defense Fund, had the great line about you can't be what you can't see. And I think one of the things that Nancy Pelosi did just by serving and holding this leadership position was she really held up to girls and young women across the country that women can aspire to these really high levels of leadership and be incredibly successful. As I said earlier, I think it is generally agreed that she is likely one of the most consequential speakers of the House in the history of our country, and that a woman can achieve that. It's just as she becomes a role model.
Great perspective this morning from Debbie Walsh, director of the Center for American Women in Politics, a unit of the Eagleton Institute of Politics at Rutgers University. Thank you for coming on KCBS. We appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.